Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready.
Check, check, check.
The all-time greatest intern / producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Oh, buddy. Man, David Rivera. I swear to God, man, like, you're an absolute saint. Thank you, David Rivera. How have you been, my friend? I mean, if you want to be just like David Rivera and you would like to help out the cause, actually put it up as a banner now. I mean, you guys don't call anyway, so I might as well not even put up the phone number and everything. I mean, it's still easy to give me a call, 407-270-3044. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. Mine was really, really busy. I ended up doing a guest appearance on another podcast on the Unintelligent Graduate Show. And I actually had a really, really good time. I posted the link on all of my social media. So I was on for like, I can't even tell you, for like 2 hours. If you're in the chat room right now, I really would like to get a mic check. Here, let me see. Okay, so at least it is sounding good. All right, so yeah, I mean, it was a really, really great weekend for me. Well, I'm glad to hear that. David Rivera says, I'm good, Tuttle. You know, I really, really need to figure this out. I don't understand what is going on because I definitely do not get a lot of the updates on the chats and stuff. That's why I actually put a little piece of paper up so I could not see the amount of people that were in there. You guys, I don't know if you're new to the show. I use StreamYard. I use StreamYard and it allows me to broadcast to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. And I don't get a lot of the comments. And I've not been able to figure out why I'm not getting all of them. It really, really sucks. Because I know that I got a lot more people watching right now than what it's showing up on my screen. It really does not update at all. I got a great show lined up today. Vulture, he scheduled a guest, Larissa Ma. And a lot of these people, we use this website. It's called Podmatch. And a lot of people, I forgot to even put my light over here. We use Podmatch, and Podmatch, people can, you know, request to be a guest on the Tuttle Daily Podcast. But Larissa Ma, she's up in Seattle. She's founder and CEO of Alki Spa. So it's like a massage type place. I guess they do, it's just a spa, you know. You can get, I guess, tanning or facials. None of you sick assholes, it's not that type of facials. But I was seeing on the Podmatch, she speaks Ukrainian and Russian. So I think that'll be a really interesting interview. Larissa Ma coming up at 7:30. Now, I wanted the first news story that I wanted to get into here is this Bill Murray story. I don't know if any of you guys have heard, but I guess that they had to halt filming of the latest Bill Murray film, and it's a comedy. And when this story first broke, I was, oh man, Bill Murray got caught up in a Me Too thing. But if you've watched Bill Murray for any amount of time, you all know, like, he is just a very eclectic type of actor. how many stories have we seen where Bill Murray has been caught just showing up at somebody's wedding, just going to a karaoke bar and singing karaoke with a bunch of fans out of nowhere? And we still have not heard what Bill Murray has done. And I think a lot of the claims and comments are from a lot of actors and stuff that have not had any starring roles, and they're just piling on Bill Murray. Bill Murray is a goddamn genius when it comes to comedy.
He's got a beautiful backswing.
That's, oh, he got all of that one.
I mean, come on. Caddyshack, one of his greatest roles of all time. I mean, I can go on and on. What about Bob, Groundhog's Day, Stripes? Just so many fantastic roles.
Known for making his audiences laugh on screen, this morning, allegations of Bill Murray's inappropriate behavior off screen.
Now, is it just me when they say inappropriate behavior with the whole Me Too movement and stuff? You automatically, oh man, Bill Murray was hitting on, or he was making women uncomfortable sexually. Now, I really don't think that's what it is. You know how many times we've heard of actors and stuff that are just complete assholes, dicks? Remember when Christian Bale was yelling at that dude? That one made the rounds. And Aziz Ansari, the comedian from Parks and Rec, I think he's directing and maybe even wrote this one. But we're not hearing any details yet. And there's so many of these actors, but hasn't Bill Murray kind of like earned that right? To be able, I'm not saying it's right, but he has earned the right to be a little bit of a prima donna, a little bit. The guy's still brilliant.
Are triggering renewed criticism. The legendary actor now speaking out about why he says Being Mortal, his latest film, halted production last month, telling CNBC.
I had a difference of opinion with
I mean, I got to be honest, Bill is looking a little old. But, I mean, I still think he's got it. Isn't all these funny people, these comedic geniuses, just a little weird? I'm just throwing it out there.
Woman I'm working with, I did something I thought was funny, and it wasn't taken that way.
Searchlight Pictures told NBC News they could not comment on their investigation, and Murray did not elaborate on who was involved.
Well, yeah, because lawyers have all gotten involved now. And Bill Murray is not allowed to speak out because now a lot of lawyers have gotten involved. And this is all just because of somebody that got their feelings hurt. Do you know how many like run-ins? And I'm not saying it's anybody in particular in radio, but it just seems like everybody in Hollywood are a bunch of pussies. They cannot get called out on anything. If somebody's mean to them, you know how many times that I've wanted to just stick my hand in or head in the sand and just cry? Now, I mean, David Rivera is right. And later on in this story, everybody that gave accounts of Bill Murray being a dick are people that don't have careers anymore or have never, ever had careers. I think Richard Dreyfuss' son talks about on the set of What About Bob, a classic movie. Richard Dreyfuss and Bill Murray working together were brilliant. But let's be honest, you could have done that movie without Richard Dreyfuss. You couldn't have done it without Bill Murray.
for what happened on the set of the movie, which also stars Aziz Ansari, Seth Rogen, and Kiki Palmer.
Okay, so Aziz and Seth Rogen? I mean, Keith Vena says the world turned into a bunch of pussies. It's a woke movement. I mean, I get the what the word woke. I think it's a little overused, but I get what you mean by that. I mean, Bill Murray has earned that right if he wants to be a little eccentric.
As of now, we're talking and we're trying to make peace with each other. I think that's where the real issue is.
The incident has brought renewed attention.
I mean, Ghostbusters. I mean, that piece of crap that those ladies did. It was so bad. So bad.
The past accusations about Murray's on-set behavior.
They're not trying.
Okay, but all right. Nobody says anything about Gary Oldman. Who is the guy that did Gangs of New York? He's the method actor. He did There Will Be Blood as well too. All those guys are big method actors. Come on, if anybody's in the chat, if they could help me out. But those are all method actors. And the thing is that nobody says anything about them. Daniel Day-Lewis. Heath Ledger, God rest his soul, he's not still alive. They said that he would play all types of horrible jokes on people. A lot of these actors, they are method actors. I'm not saying Bill Murray is one of them, but nobody says anything about them. They're saying this about Bill Murray because it's a bunch of comedians. And I thought comedians were supposed to be thick-skinned.
Chinese, they're not fighting. They're blueberry.
Alex, you okay?
Last year.
All right, so. All right,
Charlie's Angels co-star Lucy Liu.
All right. What has Lucy Liu done? Keith Vena even says Christopher Walken. He's another method actor. But Lucy Liu, this bitch is just trying to, like, just jump on the bandwagon and dogpile on Bill Murray for Charlie's Angels. How long ago was that? And by the way, that movie is the worst movie when it comes to holding up. I'm not talking about the first one that Bill Murray was in. How about this? Bill Murray wasn't even in the second one. They brought in Bernie Mac, another like comedic genius. But man, that second one is just hurt. Both of them are horrendous. Jamie O says, "Hey Tuttle, what up, Jamie O?" But this is another actor or actress that hasn't done anything in a really, really long time, and. Now that Bill Murray's name is in the news right now, they're all like, oh, yeah, Bill Murray was absolutely horrible.
In the LA Times about their argument during filming.
Bill starts to sort of hurl insults.
All right, so you know how many insults that were hurled at me as a radio intern, radio producer, part-time stunt boy? Did you see me bitching and complaining about it? The only reason Lucy Liu is saying it, she's not even in Hollywood anymore. What does she have to lose? I'm going to get my name out there. I'm going to get on all the talk shows and talk about how poorly I was treated by Bill Murray. Well, guess what? He didn't sexually assault you. Last time I looked, you know, people can be dicks. As long as they're not physically touching you, sexually or harmful. Man, I really do think Bill Murray's getting railroaded here.
Some of the language was inexcusable.
Oh, okay. Okay. God forbid you're offended by a comedian.
And unacceptable. And I was not going to just sit there and take it.
And you kind of did. Now, this is the one. Look at the lazy eye Richard Dreyfuss's son has. Holy crap. And why is Richard Dreyfuss's son even commenting on this whole story? Sorry. And I look, what about Bob? got to be almost 30 years old. Why is the story just coming out now? No, this is the son just trying to jump in. Yeah, I mean, Dr. Till is watching right now. There's no language that should be inexcusable, only actions. I mean, Dr. Till is completely right. He nailed it on the head. Like I said, Bill Murray has not sexually or physically touched these people at all. Get over it. He's a comedian. Like I said, might be a method actor. Nobody says anything about Gary Oldman or Daniel Day-Lewis.
Just last month, Richard Dreyfuss's son, Ben, tweeted that Murray had thrown an ashtray at his father on the set of What About Bob in 1991.
All right. Big deal. Dr. Till says, hey, Mr. Tuttle, good to see you. Need to get you on the show again, Dr. Till. I'm sorry I haven't been able to join you guys on the Legion of Dude and stuff. The last couple of Fridays, I've just been so tired from the week. I'm going to try to get with you guys this Friday. But why is, okay, I could see if Richard Dreyfuss said something. But what the fuck is his son have anything to comment on this?
After Dreyfuss had told,
David, you are absolutely correct. These people would never make it in the military. You know how I still think we're the greatest military and country in the world, but come on, man. All the pussies that we're raising now, everybody gets hurt filioma and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel as confident as I once did.
Producers about Murray's aggressive behavior. Ben later writing, apparently.
Seriously, look at how bad. Am I the only one? Am I just being a dick? But does Richard Dreyfuss's son really? I mean, maybe it's the angle, but the eye. He looks like he has a really bad lazy eye. Are you going to report me, Richard Dreyfuss's son?
He hasn't changed. Murray has not responded to NBC News' request for comment on any of the allegations. Now with his latest project in limbo, critics say his actions are no laughing matter.
And while Bill Murray says he hopes to return to the set, Searchlight...
Oh, they will. Come on, they're more than halfway done with the film. They're not going to throw a whole film away just because Bill Murray hurt somebody's feelings. This isn't like Alec Baldwin shooting a director or a camera person. It's come on, this is all over words. I'm sure you could get Bill under rain, even though I don't think he should be, but Jesus Christ almighty. Is it really getting that bad?
Pictures would not say if the actor would continue to be involved in his latest project. The film was about halfway completed before it was forced to shut down production.
I don't know, man. I mean, I can't say, oh, why is this a story? Because I'm talking about it. This is another one. This is another one. Like, why is this a story? Up in the D.C. area, they are, this is a big story. They did almost a 2-minute story about a wild turkey that is attacking people on a nature trail. Oh, you know what? I mean, that's what's going to happen. The Washington, D.C. News is covering this like it's a goddamn DC sniper all over again. Like, oh yeah, there's a turkey. There's a turkey just lurking in the woods and stuff. And he's taking out people. I've talked about this. I grew up, we had a pet turkey, Harvey. And that's, turkeys are just mean son of a bitches. And this turkey, I mean, is just doing what turkeys do. And this is a male turkey, too. It's a tom. And he's out there attacking people on the trail. I'm sure it might. I know that it's gator mating season here in the state of Florida. And I'm pretty sure that it's starting to become turkey mating season up there. This turkey is just protecting his territory. And the news has come out there. This is another thing. Like, we're in a lot of trouble if things really go south here in the United States and people actually had to provide and take care of themselves instead of relying on the government and stuff. But listen to these people. Seriously, it's a turkey.
Talk about running afoul.
All right, so, I mean, I do like puns sometimes. And I got another news story about another animal, but that's a bear. That's a black bear in the state of Florida attacking somebody. But puns during the news? Give me a break, man. So corny.
Of law authorities in D.C. They're searching for...
I used to be able to do the best turkey call. Here, let me... Hold on. I'm going to see if I can hear this real quick. Hold on.
Authorities in D.C. They're searching for a...
All right. Hold on. Let me drink some water. See if I can still do it. I can't. No, my throat's too dry. I used to be able to do a turkey call without, like, using one of those things you put in your mouth and stuff. Oh, I almost got...
Male turkey.
Is that what we're listening to?
Yeah.
Here, listen.
Of law authorities. In D.C. They're searching for a male turkey.
Is that what we're listening to?
Which is called a tom.
It's turkey call.
An actual turkey has been chasing after people out on a popular trail. Fox News.
I mean, they have almost like it's a wanted poster looking for this GD turkey.
Josh Rosenthal is in Northeast D.C. tonight with the video of the bad bird in action.
This,
yo, this turkey's a wow.
Is no ordinary turkey.
I don't want to get in trouble. I know I've watched this story. It's an African American man. He should have been yelling "World Star, World Star, World Star" in the background as this turkey is like going after this bicyclist.
Every time he tries to get back on his bike, it's literally attacking him.
The video was shot by Antoine Keels along the popular
World Star
Anacostia Riverwalk Trail in Northeast D.C. He said he was running along with his kids, and they could not believe
it's a turkey. Yeah, turkeys have spurs. Kick that son of a bitch. It's not like you're kicking somebody's pet, but it's a wild animal. It's attacking you. You're on a bike. Just keep riding your bike. Seriously.
What they saw. That's a big bird.
And he's fighting it off. Big bird.
This isn't.
Oh, big bird. But that's another pun they told him to say. But yeah, we had Harvey the turkey. He hated my grandmother. Did not. She always would carry a knife in her hand when she would visit, when she was outside, because she wanted to have a knife that she could cut the turkey if it ever attacked her. Not talking like cutting a cooked turkey. I'm talking about cutting a pet turkey. The best thing about having a turkey, we would get hours of entertainment out of it. Harvey, my mom, she would take all the leftover spaghetti with the marinara sauce, probably even some meatballs and everything. Oh, hold on. A lot of miles on. I need to take this. Hold on. Let me go back to this. Hey, Lana, how are you?
Yes, it's Larissa. I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah, Larissa Ma. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was in the middle of a story. Larissa Ma. Hey, Larissa. How are things up in Seattle right now?
I am doing, it's great. It's a little bit, like, cloudy up there, but it's still a really pretty day.
But Larissa, isn't that kind of what, like, everybody thinks of Seattle and everything?
Yeah, it's all really cloudy here. Yeah, it's true. It's basically cloudy almost every day.
Hey, Larissa, before we get into the interview and stuff, tell my audience a little bit about yourself and how people can find you social media-wise. I know that you have a spa up in the Seattle area, but before we get to that, tell my audience and supporters how they can check you out.
Yes, so my name is Larissa Ma, and I am located in Seattle, Washington. I am the owner of Alkai Spa in Seattle, and we offer facial and massage services. We are also going to offer more products in the future, and you could find us at www.alkaispa.com. And that's a little bit about myself.
Hey, LaRosa, I used to own a tanning salon when I was married back 2010. Sometimes it can be a little difficult dealing with some of the people that come in there. Like, seriously, I'm not saying, like, you're bad-mouthing it, but sometimes it gets a little difficult, right? I mean, you got to deal with so many different types of people coming into your place. Have you ever had to deal with difficult people sometimes?
Not necessarily. I think some people are just misinformed, or they want to get the directions, or they, you know, there's various things such as, like, they're trying to find the address, or what's the phone number, the contact information, or, you know, various services and what it entails. I think just explaining, people are just looking for the explanation more than, you know, being frustrated.
But what I'm saying, though, is, like, I mean, have you ever had to deal, or could you give any device or advice to, like, people that just maybe are those type of people that are will never be satisfied?
So I have also been a person who's unsatisfied with something. I think satisfaction comes from within. So the person individually, I think when they're more comforted, they're informed, you know, informed of the clinical studies, informed of various, you know, various, services they're provided. If the people inside there, I think they're, if they're informed of everything and whatever they feel is what they want to be informed of, they can allow themselves to, you know, be satisfied.
I was reading on your profile and everything. You speak Russian and Ukrainian?
Yes. So it's kind of, long story short, is it's kind of a blended. It's a blended of Russian and Ukrainian mixed.
Because
so it's,
Ukraine used to be a part of Russia, and by, you know, so there's a lot of crossover and everything. Now, are you from Ukraine? You from Russia? Or do you have family members?
Yeah, I'm from Ukraine, and I'm from Kyiv, not Kyiv, but Rovno in Ukraine. So like 2 or 3 miles away from Kyiv. So very close to Kyiv, but not in Kyiv. Mm-hmm. And I do have some family from Ukraine as well.
See, do you have any family members that were still there when this whole conflict and everything broke out?
No. So they actually left a year prior this whole prior to this event happening. So they actually moved to Germany like last year. So before this, all this stuff happening, since it's kind of been ongoing for quite a long time, like various conflicts, they kind of moved to Germany. So they're in Germany for the meantime, but they've left their house and belongings and everything.
Do you have any friends that are still there? Do you know anybody that's still in the country or was in the country?
No, I don't know actually my relatives there. I just hear that they moved to Germany, but I don't know anybody in Ukraine. Not personally.
I mean, how have you felt about all this stuff? I know that it's sad. I mean, what else can you say? Oh, it's a great thing. But you see what I'm saying? But like, is this something like you guys always feared or your family members feared when they were still living there?
I think our family did not really fear this, since we kind of live on the western side of Kyiv, and so we never really are in the conflict region of Ukraine. The conflict's usually on the right side bordering Russia. They usually have conflict with each other. Same thing in Russia. If you're looking at Moscow or like a city, the border that borders Ukraine, those sides of both these countries are usually the ones in conflict. It's not like the neighbor. Like usually the neighbor right next to each other are in conflict, but we are on the other side of Ukraine. So we are not in the conflict side. We don't really partake in that. So that side of Ukraine does.
So you were like in the California side of Ukraine per se, like you're on the West Coast.
California. Yes.
Even, were you in the Northwest part? I mean, you could be in the Seattle of Ukraine, or your family could have been in the Seattle of Ukraine almost.
Let me see. I think like, Oregon. I would say Oregon.
It's
middle of nowhere. Yeah. So that's probably why we're not in conflict. So,
yeah. All right. So, you know, this is your business and stuff, with the pandemic and everything that we're getting out of. Has it been hard? Has it been difficult to find employees, getting supplies and stuff with the supply chain all messed up? Has that been something you've had to deal with?
Yeah, so my spa is not a large enterprise and it's not a scale, a huge scale. So it, since it's one location, the supplies have been relatively simple since I don't require a big extravagant list of materials. Like some, you know, medical offices or dental offices, they require various supplies for a procedure. Mm-hmm. In the massage, we just require very basic, I would say, you know, linens, lotions, cleanings, and that's pretty much it. So it's a very basic array of supplies.
Any dudes coming in there or is it mostly women?
My target demographics is actually female from the ages 25 to 40, but I actually see anybody outside of my demographics as well. So I've seen the youngest is 18. I don't see anybody younger than that. So 18 to about, let's say like 60. So it's been in this range.
If any of you guys have any questions in the chat room, you're more than welcome to ask them. I will definitely ask Larissa this. Now, Larissa, you a married woman, dating, doing anything like that, or you just been staying busy with work?
I have a boyfriend, so I am currently dating, and we're in a relationship. So, yes, I am not married, though, but I am dating.
How long you guys been together? Did you meet him through the spa or like?
No, not through spa. I met him at the same time that I opened the spa. So very similar time frame. So I met him separately, but not part of the spa.
What does he do for a living? I mean, you ain't got to say exactly where he works, but
he's a software engineer at a large company.
Oh yeah. So you get a lot of those technology type people living on the West Coast and everything.
They're all right here. So I kind of live in their neighborhood.
Now, I mean, were you born in the Seattle area?
I was born in Ukraine.
Oh, you were? Okay. All right.
Yes. So. My family moved over when I was like 3 years old, very young.
Yeah. So, all right. So was Seattle the first place you guys came to or where did you guys come to?
So yes, they came, my parents moved over to Seattle, I think like South Seattle. So like you could say Federal Way, south of Seattle. They moved here. Like that's where they moved. It's not directly in Seattle. I'm currently in Seattle, but they moved south of Seattle.
Is the coffee so much better in Seattle because, you know, the whole Starbucks thing? Like, is the coffee better? Yeah, no, right?
Yeah, I think we have a range of a lot of different things. We have hot cocoa, which is really good. Mm. Like, I've never liked cocoa, but I went here, like, one shop, and I was like, wow, we have the best hot cocoa. You know, we have good hot cocoa. We have good coffee.
Oh, I thought you said I wasn't paying attention. I thought you said tacos. I was like, man, I didn't know Seattle was known for their tacos and stuff. Have you ever been to that fish market where they throw the fish and everything at you and stuff in Seattle? No.
Yeah. So Pike Place.
Yeah. So what kind of fish? Like, have you ever gone out there and done the touristy thing and caught a fish? Not catch a fish, like fishing. I mean, throwing you a fish and stuff.
I didn't throw the fish, but I have gone fishing. And actually, my very first experience fishing was I went into Tacoma, which is kind of the bay for all the ships to deliver the containers and things like that. And I had I was with my dad and my younger sister. We were catching fish and I actually caught a flying fish with wings.
Oh, you
like
did.
A skeleton looking thing. Yeah.
A lot of hipsters in the Seattle area. You got to, you know. Hipsters, you know, too cool for school type stuff around the Seattle area, smoking their weed and everything. I'm not judging them for the weed thing, but, you know, I'm just talking about a bunch of hipsters.
I would say people are finding their own way of being creative. So some people are creative with their body, with tattoos. Some people are creative with, you know, various senses and smells. So I think the creativity for sure is here.
Smells.
There sure is a lot of creativity here.
Wait, what do you mean about smells? Like, I mean, what, people aren't showering as much up there?
Okay. Aromatherapy. I mean, people do all sorts of things here, and I think they're just expressing their creativity and their interests.
How's the homeless? You were talking about smells and stuff. Big homeless problem up in Seattle. Got to worry about that stuff?
I mean, I think that's probably everywhere, you know? So yeah. I think as long as people are not like active in the society and they're not contributing actively, whether it be in communities, that can happen in various, you know, cities. Yeah.
Well, hey, Larissa, I really do appreciate the time and stuff. If people want to, like, follow you and everything, where can they go and check you out and check out your business and stuff?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's basically akaispa.com, and you're able to, you know, book an appointment. I also actually am on Groupon, so if you want, like, a special rate and a better price, I have Groupon as well that I offer. But for now, it's just the website, and you can book on there.
All right, Larissa. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show and stuff and being a great guest. I hope you have a great night, okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right, bye. All right, so let's be honest, guys. I very nice person, but she wasn't giving me anything. Seriously, like I have Lauren Petrullo on, the chick that I had on Friday. She's a media consultant type person, and she gives me something to work with. I mean, I was asking about Ukraine. Well, maybe I got her name wrong right off the bat. Sorry. I mean, I make mistakes like that. And I don't want to be rude. I'm grateful for anybody coming on the show. But, like, I was trying to ask some questions. Talking about Seattle, the homeless, the hipsters, throwing fish. If you're going to be a guest on the show, and look, Larissa, very nice, not say anything bad about her. She's not an entertainer. She runs a spa. I was asking, any guys come in? Did you meet your boyfriend from the spa and stuff? And just like, she really didn't seem like she wanted to give me anything. And I asked you guys to ask questions. Matter of fact, if you're listening to the show now, I'm telling you right now, listen. I can get away with some of these questions a little bit easier if you guys are the ones that are asking them. It doesn't make me look like the bad guy. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you guys were asking the question, I can kind of, like, I can, like, set it up where it's like, listen, Larissa, this is not me. This is one of my audience members. They're asking this question. I apologize ahead of time. So, you know, I'm going to babyface to her. I'm going to babyface to the guest. I'll let you guys be the heel. I mean, you guys get what I'm saying by that, right? Let me babyface. You guys be the heel. Let's work together on this. Well, I get it. I mean, Nelly Mandingo, when did you write that? When did you write that message? Because I really think that I'm on a little bit of a delay, that I'm not getting some of these chat messages. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm really ready to start looking into another format, a hosting service that will send it to multiple platforms like I'm using now. Because this is getting ridiculous. Seriously. But yeah, so if I get a guest on and I ask you guys for questions, that's the inside Iggy. That's the Iggy for you guys to ramp it up. Ask any of the questions you guys want to ask. Because it makes it easier. I can play the good guy. You guys can play the heel. And we'll go from there. Back to the turkey sniper and stuff.
The only incident. The Washington Post published an article detailing several attacks. The local blog Popville put out a post too.
I mean, that is a pretty big-ass turkey, though. Come on. Look at this thing. Look at him. He's all, like, he's got it all feathered out. He's doing the pimp walk. He's got his chest pumped up, feathers out. And you're like, oh, man, this cool-looking bird, he's so beautiful. And then he just spurs you. I'd kick the hell out of this turkey. Or grab him by his neck. Look, these turkeys, chickens, they got weak necks. They got soft necks. This bird attacks you, grab that little son of a bitch by his head and spin him around. And you know what? I hope that I don't get, like, in trouble. I don't condone violence towards animals and stuff. But if a wild animal is attacking you, I think it's fair game.
Put out a post, too. It's become enough of an issue that this sign saying, caution, do not approach wildlife, is now posted on the
trail. And let's be honest, a lot of these guys that are riding their bikes and stuff, do I need to say it? Seriously. Do I need to say it? Hopefully you guys will get what I'm talking about, but these dudes in spandex, wearing helmets. By the way, if you're a kid under 18, you should be wearing a helmet. But if you're a grown-ass man, you shouldn't be wearing a helmet that makes your head look like a penis and stuff. You should not be wearing tight spandex and stuff. Be a man. Run or walk. Don't wear a helmet. And don't be scared of a bird. Just saying.
I don't think this sign really advises people of the danger very well.
You'd like a bigger sign, maybe a scarier turkey on the sign?
Maybe, yeah.
DC Fish.
See, now I would say you should probably be carrying a gun or concealed carry. In the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., you, as a citizen, you can't have a gun. Can't own a gun in D.C. Can't carry a gun with you either.
Reason wildlife biologist Dan Rauch told us there are actually more than 100 wild turkeys in the district. He said one male is responsible for the attack.
I'm telling you right now, if this was in the South, you wouldn't have this problem. You have a truck full of good or getter duns being disrespectful and drinking wild turkey while rolling up on a wild turkey. It would be almost like a hate crime against this turkey. It would be a turkey lynching. You know that it would be. This would not happen in the South. I don't care if it was a woman, a man. We're not going to be covering this like it's the DC sniper, like I said, rolling around sniping people and stuff. No, this would not happen in the South.
He tells us this is not usual turkey behavior. He thinks this one has somehow become acclimated to people, and despite the efforts of several different agencies.
You know what is, legitimately to be scared of? You live in the state of Florida, and you're, like, by a lake, and a gator rolls up on you. Sorry. And you know what? Most Floridians, I mean, the native Floridians, gator does not even bother them. Up in D.C., they're worried about a wild turkey attacking them on bicycles.
Agencies, they have not been able to catch it.
Did you know that there were wild turkeys that occasionally attack people?
No, never have I seen. The only turkey I've seen has been on Thanksgiving tables. So, no.
Man, are they really that soft up in D.C.? I know Maryland, D.C., I mean, I know that they got horrible crime. You wouldn't see this turkey up in the hood. You just would not see it.
Told us he is still running the trail, but he definitely has not forgotten
that.
About that terrifying turkey.
And I would fuck that turkey up. Sorry.
I save my energy for that mile to make sure if I need to run, I can run. So
in case you have to run away from the turkey?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I go from like an 8-minute mile to a 12-minute mile just to make sure I got enough for a good sprint.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
How do you like that?
You know what? I don't like it. Makes me feel bad that the people in our nation's capital are letting a turkey punk them out. Oh, man, my hair. Hold on. Ah, hair's getting all fluffy and stuff. Humidity has been bad, really bad. Hair's getting all frizzy and stuff. From one wildlife video to another. A black bear. Black bears attacking people in the Apopka area, which is here in, David Berbera. I mean, I'm playing it. I know, like, a lot of people are like, why is this news? Well, the reason it's news, the only reason I'm playing it is because I'm making fun of it. Making fun of the people in Washington, D.C., but also making fun of this news station, this local news station, for even covering this in the first place. Now, I really do think that this is a story for a couple of reasons. This is in Florida, Apopka. Apopka also means big potato, not baked potato, big potato. But there are just some certain areas that they're just known for having bears. And here in the state of Florida, it is so easy to get a concealed carry permit. Matter of fact, I think if you're out walking your dog and stuff, that you, I don't think you even need a concealed carry. Because if there's a lot of wildlife, especially bears, because a lot of these assholes don't like pit up their garbage and stuff. And these black bears, look, these black bears can really, really hurt you, but they're not as big as these grizzlies. So I don't even think they're half the size of grizzlies, but they're going to mess you up. They really will. So this couple is out walking their dog. By the way, dog's not even on a leash. And there was a couple of things, points that I want to make about this story as they come. But, oh, by the way, catch another animal pun at the beginning of this news story. Hold on. Let me back it up here. Listen to this pun.
This may be the most wild video that you see all day. An Orange County couple says they barely made it back into their home.
Barely. The last news story that I played was about a wild turkey, and now this is about a bear, and they say barely. You didn't have to, like, enunciate barely. I mean, we all got it. We all got it. This guy enunciated it so the older folks would get it. Barely. This is why, look, Florida is one of the most lenient places when it comes to firearms. If you live in an area that has a lot of bears, go outside with your gun, especially if you're walking your dog. That's not on a leash. That is like when I went swimming on a surfboard wearing a mullet belt in New Smyrna Beach, which is one of the biggest shark bite capitals of the world.
Safely after being chased by a black bear. This video has almost 2,000.
Why's it got to be a black bear?
1,000 shares on a Western News Facebook.
Why can't it just be a bear?
Facebook page.
You can
see. Sorry, that was a bad joke.
See why this all happened on Tuesday.
And Michelle Imperata, that I don't know why they put her behind a desk. I mean, she's got some big old jugs, but man, she's curvy.
Tuesday night in the Apopka neighborhood that they've lived in for nearly a decade, as West News Megan Mulatto reports.
That's also the other thing. It's not spelled like mulatto. I'm not going to go into it anymore because I don't want to get in trouble. But every time I think of a different mulatto, but her name is Megan Mulatto.
Despite living by Wekiva Springs State Park, they say they've never seen anything like this before.
Pretty much they got bears all over the place there.
Seeing bears around the neighborhood isn't uncommon for Jason and Rachel Smith.
We're used to living with the bears. We see them fairly often.
But being charged at, then chased by one.
Now look at the dog. That little dog there is running for its life. It stops like it's going to do something.
Horrifying.
Sees the bear and then makes a run for the door. One of the things I'm going to talk about is that, hold on. I'll wait till I get to that part of the story.
Security video.
All right. Get in on the puns. Hope she bears it all. From Nelly Mandingo.
From in front of the couple's Apopka home, caught the two of them running for their lives.
Now, let's be honest. Look at this, okay? I know that bear is not as big as a grizzly. That bear would fuck you up. Sorry. It would. That is all muscle. Back to what I was saying. Florida, most lenient place when it comes to guns. Why are you not carrying one outside when you know there's a lot of... You even admitted that at the beginning of this news story.
Running for their lives. Their dog, Prince, running behind them.
Prince.
The dog was already nervous about something. My wife came back in. She said, there might be something out there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there might be? Your little dog, Prince, was trying to give you the heads up that hey, there's something out there that might try to eat me. I can't do anything about it because I'm some little poodle toy dog. Why would you go out there? Why would you even do that? And why is your dog not on a leash? Because everybody makes a big deal about, the owners ran without picking up the dog. I'm sorry. I'm an animal lover. I've had pets all my life. But if I got a bear chasing after me, I'll try to get the dog. But also at the same time, Prince, I mean, you've had a pretty good life so far. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get you, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to risk my life or my wife's life or my child, any family member. I'm sorry. I love pets, like I said, but I'm not going to endanger my life or any of my family members' life over a pet.
Also, being curious, we go back out slowly.
All right, so you deserved. I wish that black bear would have mauled this woman's face off or this guy. You know what? I don't know. But at the same time, you knew, like, you had suspicions. You had suspicions that it might not be safe. Your dog even tried to tell you, but you went out anyways. I'm just saying natural selection.
Look everywhere. We don't see anything. I go a little further out. We don't see anything. Looking all around, the dog, well, let's just go ahead and come out and let the dog out.
They say that's when the bear came out from
behind. Tell you, I think Megan Mulatto is kind of steamy. I mean, she's new. I don't know how new. Sometimes she hosts the weekends at West Channel 2. But man, oh
neighbor's
man.
Car, which was
her last. It's Megan Mulatto, Mellado. Just search Megan Mulatto Wesh. You'll be able to check her out. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast and stuff, just do yourself a favor. Check her out.
About 30 feet away and charged at them.
My first gut reaction was I need to grab the dog, but then I'm like, well, I need to start, you know, yelling. I was waving my arms around.
That bear don't give a damn.
And to make myself as big and scary as possible. But I only he had a second. Stopping. He was covering that 30 feet very quickly.
Manu, I mean, you said it. I didn't. I got to be careful.
And it was just time to run.
He was getting in my neighbor's trash, and I think we disrupted his meal maybe, and that's why he charged. I don't know.
After posting the video on social media, they received comments about not picking up Prince.
All right, so let's talk about that. Why is it sometimes that people care more about animals? Now, some people I don't give a damn about. I would care about pets. Yeah, I mean, Manu says put Megan in a bikini. I mean, I'm all for that. Man, I wish I was a program director at a TV news station. But then there would be like a whole Me Too thing. So you really can't do that. Because if you do that, you got to pit the dudes in Speedos. But living here in Central Florida, that actually might get you more ratings than the female reporters in bikinis. But I never, ever have gotten or understood why sometimes people care about an animal's life more than a human life. These people didn't care about the humans. They were pissed that you didn't pick up little Prince. Now, if I'm being honest, I think these owners were being irresponsible pet owner. They were. Number one, looks like a okay neighborhood. You would almost think that they got like a homeowners association. Hell, even at this place that my mom's living at, 55 plus, says right there, all pets need to be on a leash, pick up the poop, all that stuff. So why isn't this dog on a goddamn leash? At least you could have dragged the dog all the way back to the house. Hopefully you got the actual dog and you didn't shut the leash up when you were trying to shut the front door. This all could have been like really easily avoided. See, that's what I wish that you don't see reporters asking these type of questions. Because these are all questions I would have asked if I would have been talking to this couple. Number one, you said that you had a feeling that something was wrong. The dog alerted you and stuff. Why'd you still go out there? Are you a dumbass? Are you an idiot? You live in a Popco. It's out in the middle of the woods. You got a lot of the bigger cities and stuff encroaching on the wildlife there. Of course the bears are going to be coming to your neighborhood when your neighbor, let's be honest, I'm sure that this couple also knew that the neighbor wasn't doing a good job, didn't have bear-proof trash cans and stuff. Why don't you have a gun? Let your dog out in the backyard.
They say after trying to scare the bear away and making a split-second decision to run, they did make sure Prince was running too.
If the bear would have grabbed him, I would have been more than happy to put myself in danger.
No, you wouldn't. No, you would not. See, that's another question. Why would a reporter? No, you wouldn't. You would not. I'm sorry. Because if you left a dog behind, that dog was having to catch up to you guys. Don't lie. Be honest. You would not have put your life on the line for Prince, little toy poodle or whatever it is. You wouldn't have done it. Or Prince wouldn't have been like the last man coming through the door. You were thinking about yourself. I'm not judging you for that. It's a smart thing to do. If it does get Prince, guess what? It's going to be a little busy. And you got into your house safely. But don't lie. You wouldn't have done anything. Or you, like I said, you would have been the last person coming through the door, not Prince the dog.
And try and, you know, save my dog.
In Apopka, Megan Mulatto, WESH 2 News.
See, that's when the bear was sitting out front. That's when you take care of business. Sorry. You just got to do it. You got to do it. And then finally, I've never been a big fan of these. I've never been on one. I don't know if any of you guys have, but they've always looked dangerous. Have you ever seen these pedal bars? What I mean is by bars, I'm not talking bars on a bike, even though this is kind of like a bike, but it's a bar on a bike. These bars you see in all these downtown areas and stuff where it's a moving bar and everybody has to pedal a little bit. I've never ever understood that. I'm sorry. Back when I was drinking and stuff, the last thing that I wanted to do is exercise when I'm hammering drinks and stuff. This happened up in Atlanta, and I guess the guy that was operating it took a corner too fast. A lot of people got hurt.
The fun time in downtown Atlanta takes a turn when a party bike bar tips over on a midtown street. Right now, several people are hurt, some in critical condition. Atlanta Fire.
What up, John B? How are you, my friend? But yeah, I've never been interested in getting on one of these.
Rescue reports the pedal pub was going too fast on West Peachtree Street near 14th Street. It tipped.
I mean, I think that's what they're called. I mean, here, they show it right here. Hold on. Manu, they show it right
here. In total, 15 people were
right
rushed.
There. See, it's like that. Everybody sits there and you can pedal and stuff. Like I said, when I'm drinking, the last thing I want to do, and it's still hot right now in Atlanta. I mean, that's why they call it Hotlanta and stuff. But I'm telling you right now, when I'm drinking, I don't want to like do exercise. And they've always looked a little dangerous.
To a nearby hospital. Two are in critical condition, three are in serious condition, and 10 others suffered minor injuries. First responders wasted no time rushing to the scene, closing the intersection.
When our first unit got...
Look at that. That is a beer tap. How is this, like, a lot of these places have open containers. Are these pedal bike cars like licensed as a bar? And you, I mean, as long as you're sitting in the seat and you're moving around and stuff, are you allowed to have an open container? Because I just don't, I thought a lot of these big cities and stuff didn't had open container laws.
Here, we quickly realized that we had a MCI or a multi-casualty incident.
Once they- All right, so I got to ask you, when I was pulling this story, casualty means deaths, right? Or this casualties mean people that have gotten hurt. I thought casualties meant you had deaths.
They arrived. So because of that, we upgraded the assignment to get additional equipment in route. This is a unique challenge. Simply because it's a multi-casualty.
Hell, they got some badass fire hats. Look at that. Now, does the chief, is he the only one that gets to wear the white hat? Because that's a pretty badass hat, if I'm being honest. And you know, like, he's probably not, I'm not saying that he wouldn't, but he doesn't look like he's been in a lot of fires with a white fire hat on, correct? Oh, man, that is a bad, I mean, I would love to have one of these. Chief, or battalion chief, number three. Oh, that's he, come on. Everybody loves Dale Earnhardt, number three.
Instant. This is not a everyday call, although we do train and prepare for these types of calls. This is the first incident that I've been on involving one of the mobile pub carts.
We're told no other vehicles were involved tonight. Investigators are looking.
That's what it is. Look, look, that is a pedal car. If you look at it right now, looks like they got about five seats on each side, and then you got the driver. They're making you. Okay, Nelly Mandingo says injuries are casualties too. All right, cool. I always thought casualties were deaths.
Into if speed played a factor in this incident. We're also looking into if that pedal pub company could face charges or violations.
All right, so speaking of three, and I'm not going to give anything away. Holy fuck, man. There's not a lot of shows that I get to watch with my mom. I started watching this show with my dad before he passed away. He obviously did not get to finish it. I know that there's other things to get angry about, but I swear to God, I love the Ozark, the TV show Ozark, Laura Linney, Jason Bateman, Julia Gardner that plays Ruth Langmore. A lot of people always want to say Sopranos, worst ending of all time. I was a little upset about the Sopranos ending and stuff. But I didn't hate all the show before that. I absolutely love the TV show Ozark on Netflix. But for some reason, that last episode was the biggest piece of shit that I have ever watched. It made me so mad. It ruined all the other episodes that came before it. Like, I was so angry. I watched half of the part two of the season on Friday night. Then Saturday, I ended up watching the rest of it. And like I said, I wish that I could go into a little bit more. And if you are offended, I want you to watch it because I want to hear your thoughts. Because it basically ruined everything that came before it. I hated it. I despise the show now. That last episode of Ozark ruined the whole goddamn show for me. I cannot. Sorry. I know there's other things I should be upset about, but man, I ain't got a lot going on in my life, so that should tell you. What up, Big Dick Rich? How are you, my friend? All right, I'm going to get out of here, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. I mean, Manu, sorry. Yeah, I mean, I never watched the last season of Game of Thrones. Lost interest. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been telling me that. When I was tweeting about how bad it was, everybody was like, Game of Thrones, same thing. Ugh. All right, I'm getting out of here. If you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, follow me on all the other platforms, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. You can do that. If you want to catch the show live, subscribe, hit those alert buttons so you'll be able to get alerted when the show starts live at 7 p.m. And if you're watching this, you want to catch out the audio podcast, you can easily do that. Follow the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It's on iHeartRadio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, 315live.com, and TuneIn Radio app. Getting out of here, guys. I want to thank everybody that watched tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.